Harper Audio presents The House of Lurking Death, a Tommy and Tuppence adventure by Agatha Christie, performed by Hugh Fraser.
The House of Lurking Death.
What?
Began Tuppence, and then stopped. She had just entered the private office of Mr. Blunt from the adjoining one marked Clerk's, and was surprised to behold her lord and master with his eye riveted to the private peephole into the outer office.
"Shh," said Tommy warningly. "Didn't you hear the buzzer? It's a girl. A rather nice girl. In fact, she looks to me a frightfully nice girl. Albert is telling her all that tosh about my being engaged with Scotland Yard."
"Let me see," demanded Tuppence.
Somewhat unwillingly, Tommy moved aside. Tuppence, in her turn, glued her eye to the peephole.
"She's not bad," admitted Tuppence, "and her clothes are simply the latest shout."
"She's perfectly lovely," said Tommy.
"She's like those girls Mason writes about. You know, frightfully sympathetic and beautiful and distinctly intelligent without being too saucy. I think, yes, I certainly think I shall be the great Hanno this morning."
"Hmm," said Tuppence. "If there's one detective out of all the others whom you are most unlike, I should say it was Hanno. Can you do the lightning changes of personality? Can you be the great comedian, the little gutter boy, the serious and sympathetic friend, all in 5 minutes?" "I know this," said Tommy, rapping sharply on the desk. "I am the captain of the ship, and don't you forget it, Tuppence. I'm going to have her in." He pressed the buzzer on his desk. Albert appeared, ushering in the client. The girl stopped in the doorway, as though undecided. Tommy came forward.
"Come in, mademoiselle," he said kindly, "and seat yourself here."